This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting basic shit that we love. And returning with us today is comedian and just the sunshine in my life, Sugar Shane Torres. You can catch Shane in Portland, Oregon this Saturday doing stand-up at Mississippi Studios. Plus, he'll be on tour and you can find his upcoming dates at ShaneIsAComedian.com. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and joining me today is my friend and comedian, Sean Jordan, David Borey, hovering over the Bolivian wetlands in a blimp. Unreachable. Couldn't be bothered. Let's get into it. Another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that forgot how to start this podcast a second ago because, you know, he hasn't really been on plan the last few days. He hasn't really been eating clean.
Yeah, you were visiting the motherland, yeah?
I was visiting the motherland of Soportland, Oregon.
Soportland.
Various food and alcohol-related flights of fancy.
I got together with you and the Carmels and... I don't know if you caught this when we were there, but when we were at karaoke, I sidled up next to a one Ivan Carmel at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know it was me yet. And he was looking down at his phone.
Masks.
He was looking down at his phone to nobody, but like very audible. He just goes, "Why is there no goddamn internet in this place?" He said it to no one, but it was so loud, he might as well have been talking to me or ordering a drink. And I tapped him. I go,
"The bartender heard it."
Yeah. I go, "Who are you saying that to, bud?" And he goes, "I got to show my fucking vax card." And I go, I don't think you need the internet for that. And then you walked up and it was just a delight. It was
he's got the passport on there. You need the net, dude.
Yeah. That's what he explained it to me. But it was just so funny because it was such an IK move.
Was this over up in Northwest at that spot you like, Ian?
This was at Baby Kitten, Portland icon. Baby Kitten Karaoke has a brick and mortar.
Oh, yeah. No shit.
Yeah, with three or four rooms. It's great. And like, no, you know, no shade on Voice Box. I've had a lot of fun at Voice Box, but Baby Kitten, like, Voice Box's songbook is just not that extensive. They have like no Beatles songs, and Baby Kitten has everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Everything. They have everything, dude.
I'll tell you what else Voice Box didn't have last time we were there. Doubles for your boys. That was
they didn't.
Yeah, and that was like a little bit like, you guys need to calm the fuck down with this. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to get trashed and sing Misfit songs.
Yes.
Like, you're trying to order, what, double gin and tonics, I bet? And they were just like, what they said?
Double tequila sodas for me.
Yeah, sure. That's what I moved over to now, too.
Yeah, but...
They just said no?
They said they don't do doubles. Now, to be fair, that is the only place I've gotten cut off in my life, which seems wrong given my track record. Yeah.
Oh, man. There's been a few times where I've been cut off, but in the most, because I don't really, and I really haven't ever gotten aggressive when I drink, so I'm not a problem usually. They're just like, I just will fall asleep or something. I remember we were at the Nikolai Clubhouse. You remember that place up in Northwest?
No.
That strip club in Portland?
No.
Couldn't catch me dead in there now, but it was...
Why couldn't we catch you in there now?
Whose choice? Yours? Or?
Yeah, it's just a life and general decency.
Is that a strip club?
Yeah,
a
bartender cut me off, so I went over to the table and took... I think I took Adam's drink, and I was just slyly sliding it to myself, slow enough, I think, to where the bartender came up and stopped me. And he's like, nope. Not that one either.
Just like a cat trying to knock something off a shelf.
Yeah. Where they're like, does he see me?
Uh-huh. Also, what a horrible name for a strip club. Welcome to Nikolai Clubhouse.
Yeah. and is Nikolai in today?
Yeah.
It was in Northwest in that industrial area, kind of by where we went to that rave that one time, Ian. You remember that back in the day?
With Hannibal Buress. Yeah.
It was real close to the crib in Northwest, and we would just be fooling around, me and the big dog and Adam, and we'd roll there. And there was one day, and I think this was the day.
I don't think they let you fool around with the big dog at the strip club. I think that's strictly for
we brought the big dog. It's ours. We're the judge, jury, and executioner. So it was the day that somebody pissed in the reservoir, so they had a boil order on all the Portland water.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So instead of boiling and drinking water.
It was a poo-poo.
Yeah, somebody made boom.
Instead of boiling and drinking water, we just got like a 30-pack and some 40s or something, and we're like, it's liquid.
It has water in it.
That was the night. And then we get back home. Adam cooked a bunch of ravioli, ate it out of the pan, spilled it on the carpet, and then we moved out a couple months later. So there it is.
Jesus.
I stepped in human shit on Saturday downtown Portland.
I didn't get to get into that with you.
What?
Me and Aliza Carmel went, you know, Christmas / Hanukkah shopping, depending on when people receive these gifts. And I got into her car and I was like, something smells horrible. And we checked our shoes. And like someone had taken a shit behind her car and I stepped in it. And the amount of time.
And you're sure it's human shit?
Yeah, or this was a big bit. It was like, it was human shit, or it was cross promotional material for the Clifford the Big Red Dog movie. It was a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It was a lot, and it was in one pile right behind her car.
What if it just came out of a chihuahua? Like,
I mean, that chihuahua was empty after that.
That chihuahua was up. Like, it just raised up off the ground.
It came out like a frozen yogurt.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, just kind of like whirled up. Yeah.
I mean, as always, I feel more empathy for the person forced to shit outside than I felt anger that I'd stepped in human shit. But that means I just felt a lot of empathy that day because I was just like, then nothing ruins your day. Like, I mean, dog shit, at least you can be like, oh, okay. But human shit, there's something.
Well, with dog shit, you can't just be like, some fucking asshole didn't pick up after their dog. Like, yeah. With human shit.
Oh, it's just so
you guys
gross.
You guys ever had to poop outside? Not in a camping situation?
I never have.
I had to once.
I can't recall one, but I'm sure that it's happened. It just seems like something I would have done in my life. Like,
I had to go let it ride into a plastic bag one time because Tori was in the shower and it just couldn't wait. So I had to go like under our porch.
Really?
You went under the porch?
Well, it was when we lived in Northwest. There was nowhere outside to do it that wasn't a very public place. So I had to go under our under our porch into a plastic bag. And it was a bummer.
You couldn't be like, hey, come out of the shower. I have to shit.
Maybe. It was. So I woke up and it was like an immediate emergency. So I ran downstairs. He was in there. And I honestly don't think I was thinking too. I was just like, it has to come out.
Yeah.
It was seriously like.
You were prairie dogging?
No, it was a liquefied prairie dog.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know why you got a bag then.
Just for peace of mind, I think, just so I could say I tried.
I wonder if you having a baby is the reason we talk about poop so much more often on this podcast than we used to.
Sorry, I bring it up.
No. You don't apologize. You got to speak your truth. But the amount we talk about poop has gone up.
Yeah.
I would say fivefold.
Yeah, man, she poops. It's on my mind.
She'd be pooping.
It's definitely on my mind, so maybe that's it.
That's crazy to me.
That guy who loves poop is Sean Jordan. Sean is Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram.
There it
is.
That
guy loves poop, folks. There's no two ways about it.
I'm a poop man, man.
He loves fucking poop. Well, he doesn't love fucking poop, but he fucking loves poop.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
He's dressed like an HVAC repairman.
Yeah. I jumped into this earlier, but I did figure this out that I, for the last couple days, because I was on the road, got home, I took 3 COVID tests because I was convinced. I was like, I got it. I felt.
Sounds like someone rough. Just wanted their vacation to last a little longer to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like somebody milked it. I did. Anyway, so I've just been under the weather. So last night at like 5 in the, well, I guess this morning, I found out that I've been taking NyQuil instead of DayQuil because I got one of those off-brand DayQuil-NyQuil combos. And the fucking NyQuil is orange in this.
What?
It's orange is the color of the sun. So I looked at the
shook. That's medical malpractice.
I was shocked.
Also, the fact that you're going by color for your medication taking is also such bad news. It's like
what do you look at the box ever? I just assume the stuff that was the color of the sun is the day shit, and that's the color of the moon.
What you're saying is it's the color of the sun. I should take it during the daytime.
Yes. Fuck you, dude. Don't try to be above me.
That's fucking insane, because that means you never would have drank Jägermeister during the day if that's how you applied things to yourself.
Stop saying picks.
No. Don't you come at me like that, Shane. I've seen you get burritos seven foot up on a wall before.
You're both right. You're both right here. Sean, you shouldn't be making medical decisions based on color. But also, what's the color of the DayQuil? Green?
What? White. Closer to the moon.
White.
Yeah. Closer to the color of the moon.
Closer to the color of the moon? Now you're just fucking...
You're way off, buddy.
I've been taking NyQuil for the last 2 days during the day. I don't know what's going on.
This is some weird truck stop shaman shit you're going off
of. Yeah, dude. And then we got the HVAC crew coming over, which, like we were talking about, so it's like nine dudes, and I always feel emasculated.
Is the HVAC crew your friends, or are they just...
it's the pushing 40s, right?
Yeah. That's,
somebody owes me like $500, so I called the HVAC crew, and we're going to go get it.
We're going to split up this $500 between 10 guys.
It's all... Far be it from me to I feel bad already. It's dope. We're moving into a new house. I should be thankful, but I am out of it a little bit. So that's it.
Sure, that NyQuil fog is real.
Dude, I felt it last night at like 5 o'clock p.m. I was just sitting in the chair, just like head falling, couldn't keep my eyes open. I was like, what the hell is going on? Because I just took some NyQuil a couple hours before that. Yeah. Daddy was ready to go to bed.
Any comedy dates you want to sort of get out ahead of here?
December 12th, come beat the shit out of Mike Malloy at Helium, and then watch me do stand up while Mike lays there with poop all over himself, because we all just the HVAC crew just beat his ass. That'll be fun. And then January 6th, if you're in Seattle, show up to the Crocodile. Nobody showed up last time to my show, and we had to cancel it. Show up. 200 tickets. I want to sell it out.
I have a daughter.
I have a daughter. There's an HVAC crew at my house right now with fucking lead pipes and crowbars waiting for money, and they're not going to get it unless you show up in Seattle, so please do it.
Someone's got to pay for this new couch or whatever.
You will not be humiliated again, dude.
It's on my website, SeanJordanComedian.com, because Sean Jordan Comedy, I let lapse, and somebody ran up on it and tried to charge me $1,000 to get it back. But guess what? Not only do I do comedy, but I'm also a comedian. So
that's right.
Eat poop, dude. Whatever.
Once again, Sean Jordan will be storming Capitol Hill on January 6th.
Jesus
so make
Christ.
Sure you
Almighty.
Holy buckets.
Make sure you show up.
It hasn't even been a year since that happened, which is so crazy.
Crazy. It seems forever. Well, it seems like it happened during the 1700s.
Yeah. When things like that were supposed to happen in America. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Shane Torres is here.
Yeah.
God bless it. God bless us, everyone. Shane Torres on Twitter. Shane Torres on Instagram. No more Syrup Mountain.
No.
Man, it's Shane Torres across the board. The Night Tiger is here.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
How are you?
What's up, dude?
Good to see you, boys. I guess I'll plug.
Get out there. Sell, baby. Put the sizzle on the fajita platter.
This Saturday, Mississippi Studios, there's still some tickets left. I'd like to sell it out. Like Sean, people...
There's only room for one pity person on this podcast, and I already took it, so...
Yeah, well, they probably feel real sad for you just drinking
oil. Sell that out. That's sold out.
It better be getting there. I'm going to be so depressed if Portland lets me down. But I'm up against like three other things that night, and I'm not going to say what they are.
Say what they are.
Nikki Glaser, Dan Soder, and Doug Benson. So like, this is
who's the last one? Oh, Doug Benson too.
Yeah,
he's during the day.
Why? I don't want to plug them. God damn it! Just buy tickets. MississippiStudios.com. ShadeIsAComedian.com. I've been sitting around drinking DayQuil during the day and NyQuil at night, and I'm fine.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And then on tour. Basically for the rest of my life is what it seems like it's going to be looking at my schedule. My only breaks are U2's wedding Like, I don't have a break.
You're going to U2's wedding?
Yeah.
Is the Edge going
to
be there?
He's descended from Irish royalty. Of course he's going to U2's wedding.
Yeah. No, my break is not until Sean's wedding.
Jeez,
yeah,
man.
The weekend, yeah.
So you're just going to try to guess where the wedding's at or what?
Yeah, yeah. I'll figure it out eventually. I'm sure Laura will invite me. She'll feel bad.
I doubt it. She doesn't like a lot of you guys.
Yeah, I know. I can tell the way she stares at me.
The amount of people who I've heard say, I can't wait to meet Laura at the wedding is astounding.
Dude, it's just never, friends. Like Liz has never met her. And I'm like, yeah, I guess she was never in LA. And, you know, it's weird. Yeah. But yeah, they'll meet her.
She'll meet her. Well, Liz should come up for that Portland show, right?
Probably. I don't, dude, it's astonishing to me how much of, I don't know. I don't know. I'd like it if she did, but who knows what Mike does. And I don't know. I don't know how, how any of that works.
I'll be in Boston with the trash. Mike Malloy is going to be opening for me at Laugh Boston in January. So if anybody wants to come out to that.
Oh, God.
I like to pad my features now.
That'll be a fun show, you and the kid in Boston, dude.
Yeah, yeah. He'll have two drinks and try and fucking work me like a heavy bag or something like
that.
Not
just try. He will work you like a heavy bag.
Yeah.
You need to work him back.
He's gonna just start gooning it up.
He's 20. Like a big puppy. He likes playing rough when he gets drunk.
Yeah, as soon as he touches down at Logan Airport, his accent's gonna come back and he's gonna be like, oh, I gotta tell you this. I was on tour with Bert.
Oh yeah.
And one of the things we did in Boston was we went to Fenway. They put Topgolfs in Fenway during the off season.
Oh my God.
And we were hitting Topgolf at, like, right next to the Green Monster. What do you guys think I'm better at, just guessing? Hitting a golf ball or hitting a baseball?
Be golf, wait a minute. Just statistically.
Yeah, we did watch you go 0-30, even though a year after that, you claim you grazed.
Honestly, it's a pretty close race. It's a really close race.
You can't golf.
No, and I can't golf. I can't play baseball. But the good news is the owner of the Red Sox was right next to us.
Oh,
and
no.
John Henry was right next to us. And I FaceTimed Mike, and I was like, hey, I got to show you something. He was like, what's up, Bubba? And I showed him, and I was like, and I just kind of like scanned the field. He was like, oh, that's awesome. And I called Greggy, too. But when I was talking to Mike, he goes, hey, if you see John Henry, tell him I'll never forgive him for the Mookie trade. And like, he was literally right next to him.
You're not. Oh, dude, that's so sick.
Yeah.
God,
that's cool.
Yeah, but it was a pretty cool experience. Fenway's fucking real.
Here's why I think golf was better. Because you at least made contact with the ball, right?
Most of the time.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so you're better at golf. Pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just such a huge percentage of your brain is dedicated to thinking up how everything bagel should cost more than regular bagels that
I
it doesn't have room for hand-eye coordination.
Classic when you, bit. If anyone ever comes to see me in my town, when they're not, I don't know, making a musical or whatever the fuck it is, what you do when you come to New York, Carmel.
That's right.
Yeah. which is literally what you do when you come here now. Man, our lives have changed.
I know.
You see me do the bagel joke? They love it.
What do you mean by they?
You know
what
exactly
you
what I mean.
They?
You know
the
exactly
New Yorkers?
Yeah. The New Yorkers love it.
they can't get enough of it.
I heard one of them go, pretty funny for a goy. And ooh, I love
That's our highest honor. That's like having the fucking Nobel Prize.
It's a civilian medal. High civilian
it's
medal.
High civilian medal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be out there. Dana's doing like a book release party or something. So I'm going to try to make it out, I think, in January, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, let me know. I'd love to see you guys. Yeah.
I'll let you know the dates.
Yeah. We have to get dinner.
Absolutely. And we'll get dinner this will have come out by then, but I'll see you in a few days.
Yeah.
Where we're gonna plot Sean's downfall.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Yeah.
HVAC crew's plotting it already, man. They got me. I feel like Kramer, dude. I'm just fucking wound tight right now. It's intense.
It's probably because you're still riding that Dayquil high, dude.
I don't know what's going on, man.
You're mixing Dayquil and Stumptown cold brews, dude.
They call that a rainy speedball.
A rainy speedball, dude. Barista myth. My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. I think it's over by the time this is dropping, but we're recording during Hanukkah. So if I feel extra Jewish, it's because I got the Star of David chain out. as we speak, Dana Schwartz gave me my Hanukkah gift. It's the Star of David. Watch The Late Late Show. Listen to All Fantasy Everything. Watch Sex Unzipped on Netflix. And keep your eye out for a fun, exciting Ian Carmel project in the near future that I can't talk about yet. Yeah. What?
Do I know about it?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
No one tells me anything. It's been 8 years since we lived in the same place.
Oh, wait, no.
Marissa, bleep this out.
Okay.
Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah.
And we're back.
And we're back, huh?
The reason we're gathered here today is not to discuss discrete things that can't appear on the air just yet, but also... to fantasy draft basic things we love. Now, the way we determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, play between the two of you. And we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ooh, double rocks. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Shane wins.
Funny how your fist fell out of frame and then came back as a rock.
I miss David.
David.
I miss my guy.
Poor David.
He's spending more and more time in Bolivia.
Yeah, that guy. Can we extradite from Bolivia? Are we going to go get him? Or are they just kind of leave him there?
We're going to have to send the HVAC crew, dude. HVAC to do an extract.
They don't fly, so it's going to take a while.
Hey, Sean, what do you think extradite means?
Get a criminal from a different country and bring him back, right? Like,
It's close enough.
If I flee the country and go to, I don't know. It's funny. I just couldn't think of another country.
I think it means more diet, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Extra diet. It's like two Diet Cokes, just in case.
Extra diet.
It's the touchstone of something that once was. I think that's what I defined something as one time. The touchstone of something that once was.
You did indeed.
You know, here's the thing. Sure, if that was coming out of a writer's pen... someone might actually think that's a beautiful set of prose, but you're so backwards and behind it, like that it doesn't make
so funny.
Oh my God. I just love that. That's so funny.
Keep being mean, man.
Okay, well,
looks good on you.
Right. Shane, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
Oh, what's that?
That's a great question.
Sorry, I didn't know. I didn't know I was also David today.
You're David, of course. You're David.
Yes. You little shithead. It's like if you're moving, you go to the new house, you have all the boxes in the garage, and you're being delegated because you're more of a grunt worker than a than a plan man.
You're being delegated.
Yeah. So
delegated to.
Your boss tells you to move one of the boxes from the garage to the kitchen. You take it to the kitchen, and then she says, "Actually, that's gonna go in the office." So then you move it to the office. While you're in the office, she tells you to take one of the boxes from the office, put that in the kitchen. And then when you go to the kitchen, there just so happens to be another box that was supposed to be in the office that you accidentally put in the kitchen. So you have to take that back to the office. And then when you're in the office, you look in the closet, clearly see a box labeled kitchen on it. So you, on your own, and you're proud of yourself, take that to the kitchen. And then I assume you just keep doing that.
Make sure Laura has the baby when you're moving.
She's got her right now.
Okay, good.
Basically, what it means is if you pick third in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, Shane Torres.
Yes?
With that knowledge in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
Am I being weird? I'm sorry. I am a little lightheaded. All right,
I'm not being weird at all.
I'm just making sure.
Ian, is that the sweater I got you for your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for wearing it.
Yeah, you know what?
It's a little big on you.
I know, but that's okay. I didn't even. Oh, I figured out what happened with your present. The seller canceled the order, so I had to reorder it.
The seller did?
Yeah. Okay, it'll make sense once you get it.
Okay, I was like, I'm sure my neighbor stole it. Anyways,
I didn't even think like, oh, Shane's gonna be on. Let me throw this on. I just went and walked to get a coffee before, and this is like my walking around the neighborhood sweatshirt. It looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
I'm gonna tell the listeners what you got Shane for his birthday. It's a bunch of novelty condoms that say that boy Shane can pump on it. Like once you get a boner, that's what it says.
Once I get my first boner.
Once you're married and. You use it's gonna be fun.
They all have holes poked in them. It's pretty funny.
I don't know if that's in the car. The Mary, like I was just I was on the road this weekend, and I was like thinking, I was talking about how to myself about how all my friends are getting married and having kids and stuff, and I was just like, oh, yeah, I don't know if I actually want to do that.
You're going to get married in your 60s, dude, when you have a thick mane of gray hair. You're going to be looking like Kenny Rogers. You're going to be looking like fucking Michael McDonald, dude, and you're going to be getting married on probably the deck of a boat, and we're going to be there, dude. You're going to be wearing a flowing linen suit. It's going to look awesome. I've already seen it. I've seen the future.
I love that.
I had a fever dream about it last night, I think.
Yeah.
What's my husband look like? I mean, wife. I mean, this is
flowing red hair, dude. Like a strong, independent, like gay look woman. She's going to be 48. You're going to be 62.
That's good numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the order today will be me, mm-hmm. Sean, Ian. Let's just.
Yeah. My corner.
Yeah. Let's just have the guy who slept in between our rooms in the middle again.
That's right. Shane, Sean, and Ian. Three strong Irish names, dude. three strong Irish guys. The three of us. We're basically you too, dude.
That's the name of our bar we're going to open after we get out of comedy. Three strong Irish guys.
Three strong Irishmen, dude. Well, top of the draft to you, Shane. You've got the first pick, and we'll get to it right after this. Short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies. It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount. So you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed. This is it. This is the only podcast, except, of course, for Noble Blood by the beautiful Dana Schwartz. Check it out.
Absolutely.
If you have occasion to. Shane, you have the first pick in the basic shit we love, All Fantasy Everything Draft. What will that first basic bitch thing be?
I feel like this might be reaching, but I have to go with pumpkin spice lattes. I feel
that's
like
that's not a reach at
that
all.
That ain't a reach no, at no, all. What okay. are you talking about?
I don't know. There's a lot of basic things that this crew likes. So
yes, there is. I mean, it might be. It's not a reach that it's basic. It might be. Well, you determine what first round talent is here.
Yeah,
I think I could see that going first round.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
love it, dude. All pumpkin spice, all of it. Give it
I think
all to me.
There's a thing about it only. It's truly basic in the sense that it is seasonal and it feels like a treat from the largest chain establishment in the world. Like there's something about thinking something is a treat from a chain restaurant.
That is very basic. That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, this one bakery in my town makes this beautiful like sugar cookie.
I can only get it when I'm in Chattanooga.
Yeah, like, you can only get this cacio pepe at this Italian place that's run by this old Italian couple like in my neighborhood.
Yeah, it's his mother's recipe. You know, it's like spending this much time on the road as I have the past few years.
Yeah.
Because COVID didn't happen. There's a comfort in chain establishments that cannot that is unmatched by local eateries in the sense, because you can never be disappointed because you know exactly what you're getting.
The spinach feta wrap is going to be at Starbucks
and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
That's how you can tell that we're basic, because
and I will have what them and red pepper egg bites to go, please.
Oh, they're so good.
There's been so many times like in other cities, people are like, where should we go eat? I'm like, boy, there's 50 places at the mall that I know exactly what we could do.
We've already said like so many basic things.
Well, no, I mean, that'll get brought up again. But I'm just saying, it's like, we don't need to search. Just take me, get my eyes on something that I've seen before, and I'm fine with it.
I love a Starbucks, dude. And the pumpkin spice, it's great. It's really, it's sweet as all get out, but it's great. They fucking, those scientists in New Jersey or wherever, figured they did their goddamn shit on that.
They have the test Starbucks. One of them is in Manhattan here, like one of the where they do their wild shit, their new shit, and it is the height of like, I am from Madison, Wisconsin. I went to New York, and this is what I saw. Kind of like just fan like weird swag and shit that people love. Like, you can only get it at this Starbucks kind of tote bags.
Like, it's like the New York tote bag, and it's got the Statue of Liberty on a mug and shit like that. They sell those in Portland. You know, they have like the Portland. I have one. I have a Portland Starbucks mug.
I bet it's great.
It's great. It's big.
Also,
it's she big.
Pumpkin spice is just spice for pumpkins. No pumpkin in it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Hold on now. Hold on.
Really?
It's not pumpkin flavored? You just twisted my brain.
Yeah, it's not pumpkin flavored. It's not pumpkin flavored.
I don't believe you. There it is.
Well, now what, dude?
I thought about it. I don't want to be hasty.
Well, now that I think about it, you're right, Sean.
how do we go from here?
I don't know. Maybe it's not so basic after all.
Who told you this? Is this one of those things you made? I do it all the time. Did you make
this
up?
You know what? It's cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and cloves.
I believe you.
It's spicy.
There's no pumpkin in it.
Wow. Well, now it seems a lot less basic, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Holy shit.
It's kind of my... But we just... Isn't that weird that we just assume that?
I assume anything that anybody knows anything about, I will believe them, because I don't know shit about shit. So you can tell me something. If you know anything about it, I'm like, sure.
That seems like one of those weird legal distinctions or like... Their attorneys were like, well, you can call it spice for pumpkins. And someone's like, can we call it pumpkin spice? And then there was like $300,000 worth of legal work done. And they were like, yeah technically. You
yeah,
can.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I guess it makes sense. All spice doesn't have everything in it. So pumpkin spice doesn't have to have
careful,
pumpkin.
Careful, Carbo. You know where you're headed.
Huh?
you know what kind of thin ice, buddy. I don't care how much weight you lose. You're going to crash through on this, buddy.
I'm going to go up before you, and I'm doing my allspice joke, dude.
I would love to see it.
An allspice latte.
And Sean can do an Old Spice joke.
Oh, yeah. He is fucking Old Spice, dude.
I do got the stash, though. But the beard came in, so it feels cowardly.
Yeah. What else is going to be cowardly is your first pick. I'm almost sure of it.
Yeah, I love me a White Claw. I'll tell you what.
Oh, there it is. You do.
I do. And I'm past giving a shit about the looks. I got some looks. It, even like in Denver and Portland, some places you'll get it. And I'll be like, let me get a White Claw. And I always say dealer's choice. That was going to be if we drafted Social Bits, by the way. That was going to be one of my telling a bartender dealer's choice.
All right. Well, we will draft Social Bits. All right. Suddenly.
They just, they look at you. 9 out of 10, they give you a little like, oh, look at you, this little spark plug. And then they'll just bring me back my White Claw. And yeah. I enjoy it thoroughly. I don't have to choke it down. It's not a fucking IPA that I have to sit and act like I'm into. I just enjoy my White Claw and I have a good night.
I enjoy my White Claw, and then I go home to my loving fiance.
Yeah.
And I watch Training Day. I watch Training Day on the phone next to her.
And then I send Shane pictures and screen caps of it. Yeah. That's like that's a bartender just being like, White Claw, huh? You seem like a black cherry man. Just
yeah.
I don't like White Claws that much.
Yeah, I love them. I mean,
I think I want one, and then I have half of it, and I'm like, this is making this barbecue worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that blows my mind is watching you order it at the bar when there's everything is an option.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll get it with a, you know, I'll get like a Jameson or something with it. But I just like a White Claw. I really do. I've liked him. First day I had one, I was in Mike Malloy's old pool and I had like
that
nine
tracks.
Raspberry White Claws because I didn't know they hit. And then they hit. I was like, oh, I'm in. And they're basic.
Nine of anything is going to hit.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were just talking about this, weren't we? Me and you were.
Wouldn't your teeth hurt from that much White Claw? I feel like that's like a coating almost.
Yeah. You get like sugar, too much sugar. It's not the teeth. It's more like the body chemistry.
Body chemistry.
Yeah. I don't know. They're really, it's more about my body chemistry.
Body.
It makes my body all cattywampus.
Yeah. I pour White Claw in the bathtub and rub lotion all over my I wash my hair with lotion and then rinse it with White Claw.
Oh God,
my body chemistry is on point. Yeah, disgusting. Man, White Claw.
Have you remained a White Claw loyalist even as all these other brands have put out sparkling malt liquor beverages? Have you gotten into the Topo Chicos?
I've never had even a non-alcoholic Topo Chico.
What?
Which is it's frustrating. I keep thinking about how I want one, then I just always forget, like when I'm at Plaid or whatever.
It's a great mineral water.
Great mineral water.
Well, there's a Topo Chico truck a block away from the crib. It's like, it must be like one of the reps or something, but I see it almost every day.
Well, if you're not doing it now, you're never going to do it.
Yeah.
This is like when you were going to start your screenplay at the start of the pandemic. If it's not done now.
I was never going to. That was never even something I talked about.
Real quick, can we talk about how out of control the beverage world has gotten? Nobody is staying in their lane anymore, actually fucking infuriating to me.
Well, the lines are... Dude, you're talking... Yeah, have you had that Coca-Cola coffee?
Yeah.
It is
disgusting.
So
have you had
gross.
The fucking PBR coffee?
Yeah, those are good. Those are great.
Yeah, they're good, but that's insane. What?
That is insane. I had a couple at High Plains, and those... I drank one in... Like, I one drink almost. It tastes like one of those Frappuccino things.
It's like if we were like, we're going to be serious journalists now, because that's kind of next to public speaking. Like,
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's insane.
Shane, Sean, and Ian broke open the fucking Hunter Biden story. It's like that.
Well, they were there. They didn't really break it open so much as this was part of their kind of.
They told somebody what they did with him.
Yeah.
The fact that it's PBR doing a alcohol, I'm like, alcohol, sure, but like coffee? You're in the coffee game all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You guys are barely in the beer game. I mean, you are, but like...
They could have called it Pabst Brewed Ribbon, and they missed it completely. What are we doing? You know?
Now I'm even more mad.
Yeah. Now I don't know how I'm going to sleep after this.
Yeah.
But also, if this isn't like side. Showing that like Topo Chico, mineral water, sparkling from the mountains of Mexico is now doing these fucking like, here's our trash party seltzer. Like, it's completely... it's the complete opposite and antithetical of what they were doing in the first place, like as far as branding goes.
Bud Light did like an eggnog seltzer.
Oh
God. I mean, I'd
something
try
like
it.
That.
Get
like
me at a Christmas party, man. I'll try it for sure. I probably wouldn't even mind it.
But that's like a thing that you come around once and we're all like, remember that one fad when people at Christmas time tried eggnog seltzer and then we decided as a country we shouldn't do this again?
Yeah.
You know, I've never had eggnog with alcohol. This will shock you. I've never had alcoholic eggnog ever.
That is shocking.
Isn't that weird?
I think you were saying non-alcoholic eggnog is what you meant to say.
I've never had it without alcohol. No, I've never had eggnog without alcohol.
Do you guys like eggnog?
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I'm in.
We call it white horchata in my house.
Yeah.
Isn't horchata white?
It was an ethnic joke, Sean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Good.
Cool. Way to be.
Ian, what's your first pick?
Oh, thank you, Shane. I am going to take all my first rounders are on the board still. Let me think here.
Nice.
All right. I'm going to take, I think, something that could be unfairly maligned as basic, but it is indeed basic. I'm going to take the genre of film known as the romantic comedy.
You prick.
My man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was on everybody's list, I feel like.
Yeah. I love fucking rom-coms. But Sean had to get White Claws in the first round, you know? Yeah.
I honestly didn't think it was going to go till way later. But yes, a good, especially around the holidays.
Huh. Romantic comedies. I do think like there is we should say it since we're three dudes. A lot of stuff that is traditionally just enjoyed by women gets written off as basic, and I think rom-coms sometimes fall into that.
Oh, that for sure does. But
rom-coms are kind of basic.
They are. They're very basic, but they're still great. Like When Harry Met Sally is a basic movie, but it's fantastic.
I fucking love it. Yeah. I love it.
I love that for some reason. These guys have $14 million apartments, and we have no idea what they do for a living.
Right.
Like,
you never know.
It's wish fulfillment. It's like an escape to what a perfect life that you could kind of see yourself in would be. Like, most of these people have a normal-ish job, but they're just doing fantastic at it.
I mean, Meryl Streep, and it's complicated, owns a bakery in Santa Barbara. She's a baker, and already has a dream house that she's renovating to make even more of a dream house.
Yeah, and she hires Steve Martin to renovate her, the actor. He plays himself in it.
Banjo ass Steve Martin comes over and renovates. It's amazing. And like some of these are like high art. You know, When Harry Met Sally, you know what I mean? Any of those Nora Ephron movies, like some of, you know, they're fucking amazing.
When Harry Met Sally, I think, is just a timeless movie, though. Like,
it's a timeless movie.
Some
but
are a little
I
more
also
farther
like,
down the trough, like your Gary Marshall films, things like that.
I love those, too. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. You know,
it.
Love Actually.
Failure to Launch.
All
love
that
it.
Shit.
Failure to Launch is legitimately a bad one.
It's a bad movie, but
no way. So this is case in point. McConaughey, He's a fucking...
He's not running for governor.
He sells boats. And you're like... I mean, I know the whole thing is he lives with his parents, but you get the vibe that he's definitely not hurting for money. You're like,
I love that there's like six jobs that they ever have in the movies. You know what I mean? They all work
advertising.
They all work in jobs that are like an avatar for Hollywood. You know what I mean? For like being a writer, like being working in advertising or working in journalism. You write. You know what I mean? It's like mental capital jobs.
Yeah. They're not exactly what you would call creative industries, but they're not far from like milking creative industries.
They're creative adjacent. Yeah. Because the writer doesn't want to directly put, they're a Hollywood screenwriter.
Yeah. That's about
but
it.
But I love them all. I love the
but
tropes.
But guess what? They both have pool tables in their offices.
That's right. Yeah. They both stay up late with Chinese food containers open. Oh, what's up?
Absolutely.
They're fucking great. I love the meet cute. I love things getting complicated in the second act, and I love the chase at the end. I love every part of it. Yeah. I love romantic comedies.
Do you have a favorite?
What's your favorite?
Yeah. God. I mean,
let me close it up a little bit. Yep. So, like you said, like not a high art one, and not like a quite like for me, I would say High Fidelity technically is a romantic comedy, but that doesn't count because it's also a ton of other things. What's your favorite basic ass romantic comedy?
Basic. I mean, When Harry Met Sally is my favorite rom-com, and I don't know if that's basic ass. If I had to go even more basic,
it
I'm
is,
a huge...
but it sets the template for everything. So I think that's kind
of
why it's.
If I'm gonna go outside of that one, I'm gonna say I probably is. It's Complicated. That's my favorite Nancy Meyers one.
It's a good one.
I think that's my favorite. I like it more.
Is that
than
the Meryl Streep one?
That's Meryl Streep. Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin, Steve Martin, right?
Yeah. John Krasinski at his most charming.
Yeah.
Never will he be more charming.
He's so charming.
Yeah. He's absolutely.
That's probably
man.
My favorite.
Yes.
This is your fault, Sean. I didn't used to like rom-coms, dude.
I'm a Hitch man. That's what I want. I just wanted a shoehorn Hitch in there. I just love it so much. Romantic comedies make you feel great.
That's my buddy, Will Smith.
Yeah.
That's your friend, Will Smith.
Our series to come out on Roku.
This Joker.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm going to go, I have to, I hate to do this to you, Sean.
Oh no.
I hate to give the old left-right combo.
Oh man.
I'm gonna take there's two I could do here. I'm going to do the singles of the musician Taylor Swift.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Oh my god, I did not think that. Holy buckets. Yeah. I'm gonna have to do some on the fly thinking here. Yeah. I had my list. I was like, I'll be good.
I think Tay Tay, as Sean affectionately calls her, has a lot of like songs that are not basic that go deep, but like her singles are fucking basic. And yeah. I love them.
They are anthems.
They're
for a reason.
Perfect.
I love Shake It Off. I love Style. I love all those songs. I like
Dude, Style is like a perfect pop song. When the beat drops, everything about that song is just
Which
perfect.
One is Style?
You've got that James Dean day.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know that one. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Shake It Off.
I knew
too.
You were trouble when you walked in. Yeah, dude. Shake It Off is a fucking hit.
Yeah, Shake It Off. I know that one. I know that one for sure.
I know that one.
Well, I know I've heard Taylor Swift songs, but somebody has to tell me sometimes that it's a Taylor Swift song.
Blank
Space is great.
I can't even think of like almost every song off of 1989.
Oh, Love Story, dude.
What's the fucking one with like Selena Gomez and everybody in the video?
22.
Bad Blood. That one is what I'm picking up. Like, it's 22.
Didn't she just do something like mean
she
to
just
Jake
had a
Gyllenhaal?
10 minute single.
What is this about?
She put out a 10 minute. The song is called All Too Well, which is about when she was dating Jake Gyllenhaal when like. She was 20, turning 21, and he was like, I don't know, whatever age Jake Gyllenhaal was then, late 20s. And just how he mistreated her, he kept her scarf, you know? He didn't show up to her 21st birthday. He was just obsessed with youth, but not with her. So, you know, just a bad boyfriend. They dated for 3 months, and she wrote a song.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, there we go. That is pretty basic then.
Taylor Swift, like... I forget the dude. Scooter Braun bought her masters and then sold them to some like Chinese company instead of her. So now she's re-recording all her own albums, which you can do. You can re-record your That's own songs great. And putting them out again. So they're like, it's Taylor's version. If you go look on Spotify, it's like Taylor's version.
Oh, so she's kind of devaluing the catalog that the Chinese company. That's
she's
pretty
fucking
impressive.
Smart.
Good
yeah.
For her,
so she's
yeah.
doing all that and like taking the power back. And she did a 10-minute version of that Jake Gyllenhaal song because she just re-recorded that album. And it just goes in even further.
It's also crazy to think that somehow the Chinese government will find a way to like topple us in this manner too. They're gonna beat us in the pop world too. Eventually.
It's the Tay Tay race. They're not fucking around, dude. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. As long as I don't have to hear Jake Gyllenhaal's rebuttal song, I'm gonna be fine with all of this. Like,
no, I don't think Southpaw's putting out a rebuttal anytime soon.
I like him as an actor. I think he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love him great. As an actor. He's great. Yeah. But yeah.
Taylor Swift singles. I had to take it. I live with Dana Schwartz. Big Taylor Swift fan.
I like that song she did with Exile with the Bon Iver guy.
She's great, dude. Those last two albums were so good. I mean, all the albums are good.
There's like a little more depth to them than I thought there was going to be, honestly. Yeah, I liked her.
Evermore and Folklore, I think, are the two of them.
Evermore is the one I'm thinking of, the album I think of.
She's out here drinking a pumpkin spice latte. Yeah. Maybe a White Claw every now and then. Sean?
Me. Me. Well, I got to say it. Yeah, me.
Me.
Shout out to Sean. I got to say it. I already said it, but The Mall. I love The Mall. I mean, it's got to go. I know it's not the most glamorous pick, but I know how much I love The Mall because when I got the news about the Lloyd Center being sold and potentially demolished and developed like into whatever they're going to make it into, it did like, not in a joking way, but it did bum me out.
Yeah.
The two of you specifically, so much time there, and it really did, because we all love going to the mall for all the same reasons, to go get a pumpkin spice latte and just do all the other stuff you do.
Get a pumpkin spice latte and a hat.
Yeah, and it's...
And have a nice little Saturday.
Yeah, have a nice little Saturday.
The amount of people, and I'm sure all of our lives, when I've said that, and they scoff kind of jokingly, like I just made some witty, funny remark about the mall, and I got to stop and be like, no, I love malls. I love them. And I love going to the mall anytime. I don't know that I can think of a time where I would like actively didn't want to go to the mall.
Apparently, the kids are hanging out at the mall again. Apparently, it's coming back. Yeah.
I don't know if any kids are listening, but go to the mall.
No, they're not.
It's dude. What's not to like? The mall is so, like, I hate online shopping, man. I have to do a lot of it for the holidays.
It sucks.
It sucks. It's so not fun. It, like, and this was before, like, the supply chain or whatever, you know, like. It just is like a bummer. Like, you don't get to see it. You don't get to pick it up. It feels less personal.
You don't get to go with a crew. Like, it's shopping isn't fun. Shopping with your friends is fun. I like going with you guys being like, I'm going to get some goddamn, like when Shane was getting his Conan shirt and I almost pissed my pants because we were laughing so hard. That was one of the hardest I've ever laughed in my whole life, by the way. But
you guys were awful.
No, we weren't. It was, I'll remember that for the rest of my life until my memory fades, which I'm sure it will. But that is because we got to go to the mall. Is because I remember that fucking thing. Oh, it was so fun.
It is a bummer just to see Lloyd Center like shaved the fuck down to what it's.
Oh, it's a shell. If you, because I go in there every now and again, I poke my head in and just make sure it's not like, did I miss something? Are they, nope, still going downhill.
Is there a Wetzel's in here yet?
Every now and again, I'm like, ah, maybe I need something from H&M, and I don't.
And it was the training ground of Felon and Olympian Tanya Harding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Clackamas Town Center.
Oh, was that Clackamas Town Center?
Yeah.
Okay. Mall, which, by the way, that mall, man, I love the town center. They got it all. They got a fucking merry-go-round. They got the food court. They got a movie theater.
Sure, Clackamas is keeping it going strong. Washington Square is still fucking rocking and rolling, dude. Like, it's,
Washington,
you know.
Square is where we took Shane after 0-30.
That's right.
I worked out in Washington Square, the TGI Fridays out there for like a year.
That's where
and
you
half.
Stole that TV, right?
No, that was Bennigan's.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, they got the plaque up at the TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Shane Torres worked here, dude.
Anyway, man, yeah, the mall. It's, you know, I think we've covered the mall. Yeah.
If you'd like further content on the mall,
220 episodes.
Listen to the very first episode Sean, David, and I did together where we drafted the mall. Yeah, dude, I fucking love the mall. Shane, time for your second and third picks as tis.
For my second pick, I'm just taking emo music. I still like it. I know that it checks every fucking box anyone who's ever listened to this podcast has thought about me, but I just.
This is music made by the comedian Emo Phillips.
Yeah.
I'm getting out of the shower and I just use Ian's body wash.
Let's talk about that.
You didn't have to lie to me, Shane.
Well,
I can smell it in the air.
Yeah, you can smell this in the air. I was busy doing your dishes. I had to get the stink off of me.
No, man. I put on, we were just on the road for a week, and I put on The Promise Ring, wondering if anyone in the car would get it. And Kyle turns around. He's like, little Promise Ring. I'm like, yep. Little Promise Ring works.
Oh,
twin.
Kyle and I went to Riot Fest together right before the pandemic. Like, yeah. So.
I still love like old emo, like Get Up Kids and. I listen to Promise Ring still quite a bit.
I am going on tour with Jaws. I'm not so. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that actually.
With Jaws?
No, with a famous punk emo band. Kind of. Well, they're not emo really, but Joke
Wall Breaker.
Yeah. But I. It's just fun, and it evokes a very specific reaction that's nice to get out of you. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can't take it.
It's a cathartic experience,
and it does not age well. Now, like from the early, like lyrically, like what a lot of the objectification of women, some of these bands did and stuff, like it's very unhealthy. Seeming.
I feel like it was more of like, I can't think of a lot of objectification. I could think of like,
well, like in the sense of like, they're like what they think a woman should be like.
Oh, how they think a woman should just be the perfect.
Yeah. Well, like it's like Manic Pixie Dream Girl shit or whatever. They're just trying to,
yeah. Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I find your lipstick, his collar angel, you know.
Yeah.
To be as true as ever.
That song is a masterpiece.
It's so good.
Of that genre.
It's so good.
And you made out with that guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Didn't you kiss him at Bumper Shoot? Am I crazy?
Did we smooch at Bumper Shoots? Maybe. I don't know if we.
I think you guys were drunk and you like. You didn't make out, but you like play kissed. You were.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you were
yeah.
Being
yeah.
Charming, gregarious Ian.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Not like.
The lead singer of Taking Back Sunday. Now, this was in a pre-COVID world. I want to remind everyone.
Yeah, and Adam Lazar is his name. And you were. I know their names.
That song is so fucking good. I used to bop around Westview High School, go Wildcats, screaming that.
Yeah. His lipstick, yuck.
collar, Angel. I know exactly what goes on.
You need to get it out. You need to get that fucking energy out, man. That's not like, that's how life feels when you're like 17, 18, all the way through 25 or whatever. You know what I mean? You just feel those like basic, very strong emotions.
Yeah, they're intense, but they're very elementary.
But those are your problems at the time. You don't, you know, that's what's going on. Like, so those, I think about that a lot with Max, because like, her diaper could be a little bit wet, but she'll scream like, you know, it's filled with hornets or something, because that's her problem. That's her gauge.
Jesus.
Mic her up. Get her a fucking 3-chord guitar riff behind it and mic her up.
That'd be pretty great.
Dude, I almost recorded her last night so I could send it to you guys, but I sent it to Adam one time. He's like, nobody ever wants to hear baby crying. And I was like, you're right. I shouldn't just send recordings of her crying, but it's so buck sometimes. Anyway. I love an emo song. I'm right there with you.
I love a parade. Yeah, emo is great. When was like you went to Riot Fest? The last time I saw emo live was at a Bummer Shoot when I smooched the Taking Back Sunday guy. Either of you ever been to emo night?
It's a blast. Emo night dance party.
Mars just came unmuted. I hovered over it so I could see.
I love emo night. Love emo night.
Hey, Marissa, when you guys come back to New York, we'll have to go to the Brooklyn one. It's so much fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
I'm super in.
It's just anthems. Like, it's banger after banger, so everybody, that'll come on, then, like, Follow the Black Parade will come on, and then the middle will come on, and everybody loses their shit. It's so fucking fun.
If you're listening.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I mean, it's just like, it was like, it'd be like 90s hip hop night. It's just everybody's playing anthem after anthem and you just go
just
nuts.
Emo bangers.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And then everybody is wearing Jawbreaker t-shirts that are a lot tighter than they used to be.
Yeah, they are.
Nobody cares. Which is also pretty great. Oh, man.
I love it. Emo music. And your third pick?
Your third pick, Mr. Torres?
This one's kind of... I don't know. I'm sure I said the right word. I'm just gonna say, dressing the same as you've always dressed. I like for several reasons. Like, I like not thinking about it. I know exactly what I'm gonna do, and this is like what I'm expected to wear. And then the joy of not trying something new to try on. I feel like if I wore a colorful sweater this weekend, Sean would be like, well, what's going on here? Like, so I like keeping it the same.
But I'm not a good gauge, though. I would make fun of anything you're wearing.
Dana got me a fucking colorful ass sweater for Hanukkah. You'll see pictures of it. It's wild.
Yeah. Sick. And see, that's nice. But I like keeping it the same, I guess. It's like clothing. Like it's staying like, you know,
a lot of grays, a lot of navies, a lot of denim.
Yeah, I'll be dressed the same in my 20s that I will in my 40s and probably into my 60s. It'll just look sadder. Like, that's it. I love it. I love, like, not worrying about it.
Hey, you dress comfy, too. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not dogging myself. I just, like, I like not thinking about it. And I like it all staying the same across the board.
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you. Every now and again, I get something where I'm just like, you know what? I'm getting a cranberry sweater. I did this recently. Got a cranberry sweater. I've worn it one time, and it's not going to get a lot of play because here I am in the grays and the navies.
I wore
and the blacks.
Cranberry sweatshirt once, and then I got a nickname, the Big Cranberry. So, like, it's kind of hard to see why I would, want to change.
We did bully you.
Yeah, you sure. It's the best nickname. Somebody, I don't know, numerous people, I'm sure, but why do you call him the Big Cranberry? And it's like, he had a cranberry hoodie and
once. That is all. That's fucking, I'm sure that happens with women too, but that is male friendships where it's like, years later, you still call him the Big Cranberry. It's like, why? What's the fun story? Did he fall into a cranberry bog? Does he love eating cranberry? No. One time he wore a cranberry colored sweatshirt.
It was kind of a slow Sunday. We were just hanging out.
And it struck Zach Toscani as whimsical.
Oh, Big Cranberry. It does sound, it's fun to say when, you know.
No, like, I get it. But God damn it. It's like, let's not call it like it's creative, but like this, that's one of the reasons I stay in the genre I'm in. My buddy, I wore like 3 years ago, I had a black pea coat I got for Christmas.
I remember that coat. You look good in that coat.
Sure did.
Yeah, I only wore it once because Sam Evans saw me in it 2 days after New Year's and was like, "You look like Fat the Matrix," and I never.
Wait, you only wore that coat once?
Yeah, yeah, it's still sitting in the closet.
Haven't I seen you in a pea coat before, though?
Not this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fat the Matrix. You should wear it. Fuck that.
Yeah. It was a good burn. Too good a burn to wear a coat. It got hot in my coat all of a sudden.
You were the burn has kept you warm these last several years.
Yeah.
Whenever I wear a coat, I feel like people are looking at me like I think I'm better than them, which is such a crazy thing. But I have a coat on, and I put a coat on. I'm like, who the fuck do I think I am with a coat on out here?
Wow.
I do. I felt that way forever. It's a weird feeling.
I can't relate to this one. Especially once I lost the weight, I was like, let me open fucking up every store in the mall, dude, because I want to.
I bet that. Does that make me one of the best feelings you've ever had?
Amazing. It feels so good. I buy wild shit sometimes. I buy some pants I might wear
wait
twice.
Wait till you guys' weddings. I'm going to be all trimmed down. I'm going to show up in something crazy.
I can't wait, dude.
About to go suit shopping, I think, over Christmas break.
Nice.
It'd be dank. Yeah, yeah.
Taking Sean out to get a measured and fit cut, dude.
Nice. Good.
Tailored. Yeah. He's going to be tailored.
I was going to say
Swift.
We should go this weekend, but that's definitely more of an Ian Aaron than a Shane one.
Hope they got a little extra measuring tape for the crotch. You know what I'm talking about?
They don't make like a dick pocket in your suit, dude. You've seen suits before,
what?
Right?
What? Yes, they do. You're fucking with me.
Here, we can see.
Is it? So in this movie, Lucky Number 11, he makes a reference about the tailor asking if he dresses to the right or the left. Yeah. Is that what a tailor asks, which side your dick hangs to? I'm not kidding. Is that what they're asking?
Which way do you lie? Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think that it's, I don't know, it's just funny that they got to be like, which leg do you like
I've
your dick to be
I've never had a tailor ask me that.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not like a common thing.
Do we have huge dicks, though?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's also
not from what I've seen on my online research, anyways.
My independent online research.
My state funded.
Anyway.
It's a pretty intimate question for a tailor to ask.
Yeah. Also, just eyeball. Well, you can
that's
tell.
What I was wondering. Like, does it matter or does it just like the higher up a tailor goes, the more they ask?
I can't see that really mattering.
I can't either. Unless
but
you're
I don't,
like,
maybe I just don't have a huge dick. Maybe it's a huge dick guy.
Maybe
thing.
It's for like athletes who have like suit pants that hug their thighs and they kind of ripple through them muscular. You know, like maybe that guy when they're making them tighter.
I'll ask Shaq next time I see Shaq.
Yeah. Which way does your huge pro athlete dick fall to?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ask that guy with the suitcase and the guns. I don't know.
Sion, time for your third pick.
Chipotle. I love Chipotle.
God damn it.
And I don't care. And I never, you could, 1,000 people could get food poisoning right before I ordered, and I'd be like, come on. I know what I'm
getting.
When
you're doing that kind of business, some people are going to get food poisoning.
It's going to happen. I never, when someone's like, oh, Chipotle, and I'm like, yeah, it's perfect. Again, it goes into the mall, but it's just like, yes, I want a perfect burrito. Right there, quick. It's 4 minutes, and I have a burrito in my hand. The best. And it's, what, $7?
Everybody likes Chipotle, dude. When BTS was on our show, they had Chipotle for lunch. Everybody likes Chipotle.
It's great.
Great. It's the best Mexican food you're going to get in New York. The Mexican food out here is dog shit.
Oh, get them.
Yeah, that's weird. Why is that?
I guess we don't come this far north.
I guess so, yeah. North Daniels.
I just hate it when people try to rip on stuff. Because I feel like that's a lot of this draft is the feeling I get when people try to make fun of me for things I like that are considered basic, where I'm like, just stop. It's good.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, it's fine. There's better stuff. There's better burritos. If I got time, if I'm in San Francisco, sure, I'll go down to the Mission. I'll get a dank like torpedo burrito. But, you know, in general, Chipotle will get you there.
Well, yeah, it'll get
like,
you there.
It's like, that's like, putting that much energy into every decision you make to not be basic would be the most exhausting, irritating kind of person you've ever met.
Go up to Northeast Alberta. You'll see them all walking around trying to not be basic. And now that they're all doing it, kind of basic. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it becomes basic.
Sometimes the snake eats itself.
That's what I'm saying. The mall is becoming less basic, dude. It's gone back around.
We're innovators.
I kept wearing baggy jeans, and look what's back, the 90s. So,
baggy
your
jeans.
Boy.
I'll tell you this about Chipotle. The guac, it's extra.
You know what's fun about Chipotle is everybody always has their theories about what's free and what's not and what you can get by with.
People like gaming the system there.
Where everyone's like, if you ordered, what? God, Tommy Jonigan had like four of them one time. He told Zach and I, but it was something where he's like,
I was with you.
Where he said, like, you can order extra protein and it's always some crazy thing. I was like, well, it's not free. And he goes, yeah, you just have to stand up for yourself. And I'm like, so you just gotta like be a dick about it. And yeah, like, yeah, they'll give it to you free if you're a prick about it, I'm sure, because they don't want to deal with.
Yeah, because they're making minimum wage working at Chipotle.
Yeah. And I find that Chipotle people are like, here's one that I didn't know until I don't know what, but you can like get the tortilla on the side when you get a bowl. So you can like make your own little mini burritos exactly how you want them and just have a couple with like green sauce, couple with that Chipotle Tabasco. Real dink.
Also, if you've been like on the road, like we seldom do and Shane often does, and you're like, I can't eat comedy club food one more time. You can like,
sure.
It can get kind of healthy at Chipotle. You know what I mean? You can like,
you can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah. It's not like fun, but it is a way to make sure you're not punishing yourself.
Yeah, you can get like a veggie and protein and a little bit of rice, you know? Yeah,
sure. And it's like, it's fresh. Fresh-ish. It's fine. It's especially like, to your point, like being on the road, you eat like complete trash when you're backed into a corner. So it's nice just to be like, I see it right over there across from the hotel. I'm going to go get that. That will be decent for
you.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Chipotle.
Chipotle. Chipotle.
Chipotle, bro.
Time for my third and my fourth picks, as tis a serpentine draft.
Tis.
With my third pick, I can't believe I got it. Take an Entourage.
Oh, crap. I was watching Entourage mere hours ago. I swear on a stack of Bibles, 5 a.m, I'm rocking Max to sleep.
Shouldn't you be helping your wife move?
Trust me.
What are you doing watching?
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Oh.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
The raw nerve.
Yeah, dude, I'm helping. Anyway, I was watching Entourage. Seriously, 5 hours and 50 minutes ago, I was watching the episode where they go to lunch with Josh Weinstein and Frank Darabont tries to get Vince to do a TV show, but Josh said Frank Darabont wanted Vince to do a movie.
Yeah.
And it's like a ruse that he pulled to get the lunch. So, yeah, man, Entourage for days.
Entourage. I just thought it's another like wish fulfillment-y type TV show. Yeah. Entourage, Ballers, I guess. I'm not taking Ballers, but
it does the same thing a rom-com does.
But for dumb dudes. And listen, it's become very problematic, like extremely, the way they talk and everything. But like,
yes.
As a of its time kind of piece, it was like, oh yeah, fucking let's play Texas Hold'em and then go watch Entourage season 2 on DVD, and that's that's a whole weekend, dude.
Sit on the couch that you got from a friend who got it from a friend who got it from a friend and talk about. That's basically us. That's all we did. Me and Adam would sit on the couch and be like, all it is one of us got famous and that's us.
Yeah. That's what it felt like. Yeah. It, like throwing it on minus the rampant homophobia. But like,
yeah, I won't stick up for the show, but if you can find a way to remove that in your viewing, if you can get around it or find a way, then it's still Johnny Drama. Is a hilarious character.
Hilarious, dude. Jeremy Piven is really funny in that show. Like, it's just cool. And like, it's got the formula where like, ooh, a cliffhanger at the end of every episode and everything. Yeah. There's always an issue and it always works out.
Yeah. And I know it's like bad, but also it's like, we all like Die Hard too. And nobody thinks we should be vigilante cops. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
I'm taking it in the dumb way it is. It's kind of fun to watch these guys race cars through the Hollywood Hills or whatever the fuck it is they do.
Yeah.
And I get it's empty calories, but I do enjoy it from time to time.
I love empty calories in my food and in entertainment.
And I like it started off as like a fun idea for a show, and then how fucking out of control it got. Real, it was like,
oh yeah,
it was just like, yeah, I'd love to be a Hollywood movie star. That seems like an interesting idea for a show. And then at the end, you're like, he's kind of a cokehead.
Yeah,
I listened to the podcast. So if you
watch, listen to the podcast,
yeah, it's awesome. But if you watch in the beginning of the series, Vince and Johnny had like eight brothers. There's a meeting where Vince is like, I come from a house with deadbeat dad and nine brothers or whatever. Later in the season, you find out it's just him and Johnny. Also, early on in the show, they had the same father, and then it switched. They had the same mother, like three seasons in. It's just one of those shows where even the writer, he's like on the podcast, he'll be like, I told him, listen, no one's going to give a fuck. If they do, then the show's not for them. Yeah. It's just like, you're right, man.
Man, that's a fucking wild thing to still call yourself a writer after a move like that. Not yeah. even oh like God. Packing a parachute.
Well, they are Queens Boulevard. That's the thing about it, you know, they from top to bottom. God. Are you kidding me? It's, again, a thing we've talked about plenty on here. I just, yeah. I've kind of formulated my draft to take Sean Jordan's picks, and I've got them all, dude.
I'm serious. I got two sitting here, and if you take them, I'm going to be bummed.
I don't think I will. I think now I'm going to go pure. I mean, I liked all that. Everything I drafted, I love. But well, now I'm right. going to, I'm shifting gears a little bit.
Sure.
And I'm going to take, for my fourth pick, actually, I'll get to my fourth pick right after another short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. You know, one day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. What do you, you know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on. It's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, already in progress. We're here right at the beginning of the fourth round.
Fantasy involves lotion and cereal.
It's a lotion cereal. It's cereal floating in a bowl of lotion as a podcast. Time for
cucumber.
Me to make my fourth pick. My fourth pick is going to be something I never thought I was going to like. I always thought it was too basic. I went as a kid. I loved it. And then I was like, that's it. It's not for me anymore. It's fucking basic. I think the adults who like it are weird. I'm taking Disneyland.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never been.
It's a perfect place.
Dude, it's so fun. It's so fucking fun. It's great. It's like you just have like junk food. You go on rides. It feels whimsical. You know what I mean? Like you're, yeah, by the end of the day, you're kind of spent. You're over it. You're tired of crowds. But like if you just let yourself go, if you put the kite in the air and let it fly,
yep,
you will have a good fucking time, dude.
Yeah. Go knowing what you're getting in, like appreciating what you're getting in for.
Absolutely. Yeah. Be ready to sit in like the human version of the 405 for a while. But if you're ready for that stuff, then it's fine. It's the food is not nearly as expensive as you think it's going to be, which is something. There are places to sit and eat. You can take breaks. I'm with you.
A big Dutch man will run into you with a stroller with three kids in it. That's fine. That's going to happen. But like, you just have to let all that go. And then you're on fucking Space Mountain. You're on the Indiana Jones ride. You're in Pirates of the Caribbean. It's just fun, man. It really is built for you to have a good time and to spend money, but to have a good time.
Yeah.
And you do it. It's amazing. It's really great.
I would maybe do it. I think I might do. Yeah,
I'll go with you.
Oh, the only way I'm going is if I go with you guys. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Fucking,
wait, I don't go alone.
Yeah.
But it is.
If Sean brings his baby, then we have an excuse.
That's true.
I'm not going to have. That kid ain't going for a minute. Because what's
years
the
away.
Point to bringing like a 1-year-old? You know, you bring them when they're like.
People do.
Five or
yeah,
six.
Yeah. I mean,
or
I guess the only point is to take a picture so you can be like, remember when we took you when we were one? When you were one? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I shan't be doing that. But I think going as a crew is. Rad.
They got a barbershop quartet walking around. It's great, man.
Yeah, man. You can go to Action Adventure if you're feeling frisky and you can get some drinks.
Yeah.
For California Adventureland.
Oh, is that like a the adult section?
Across the way. You can tell it's the one you can drink at. Right when you get in there, you're like, you can drink here. You can just tell.
I wouldn't want to be drunk at Disneyland.
No, I wouldn't either. But there are plenty of people who do. You see them where you're like, you just got piled, didn't you?
Yeah.
So is Disneyland in California?
Yeah, and Disney World's in Orlando.
Yeah. Okay. I've only been to Disneyland, but it's amazing. I love it there. I'm completely with you.
Are they both big? Like, is one better than the other?
World is bigger.
World was first, right? Or am I crazy? No, it was second.
Land was first.
Yeah, and Disney World was like their upped version of it, where they're like Epcot and everything.
They had a little more land because it was Florida, and like they're giving it away down there. It's great. Robin Lopez, the basketball player, Brooke and Robin Lopez love Disneyland, and like Robin Lopez put out his list of like what he thinks is better at each of them.
That's pretty fun.
And I feel that's like that's rad. A pretty definitive list.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
All right. I took Disneyland, Sean, and it's time for your fourth pick.
Fourth pick. This is probably the most basic thing I got, but I'm going to pick Netflix and chill.
Okay.
Sex.
Well,
that's a sex thing.
The whole vibe of, I mean, honestly, not really the sex thing.
Netflix and chill. So you've just been watching movies.
Like Netflix. I mean, kinda.
You
but
know
I mean,
what Netflix
like,
and chill is, right?
I know what it is, but it got that name from being, you know, Netflix and chill. And then you make out a little bit.
No,
but
Netflix and chill got its name from, hey, what do you want to do on this date? It's like a fuckboy thing where it's like, how about Netflix and chill?
You want to come over and watch a movie? Let's fuck.
I know what it means. I'm just, and maybe this can even make it like more basic. I just like the idea of Netflix and chill. Can I not pick it? I just want it to be Netflix and chill for real.
I don't know how. I mean, you're just basically like watching a streaming service.
When you say it like that, I thought it was going to be a little more fun.
I'm just wondering if that's what you're picking, watching a streaming service.
I can't pick that.
Yeah,
All right.
Topic is basic things you like, and I don't know how much more fucking.
Get it out of here. It's all right. I'll change it. I'll change it. I'm going to change number four.
Gun
to something
ranges.
Specific. How about this? Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
That made my short list.
Dude, it's the. I mean, so during quarantine, I've said for years, that I was going to watch Grey's Anatomy. But it felt like, you know, I'd be sitting in LA, Ian would be at work, and I'm like, I can't very well start it right now. That doesn't feel like I'm down here for. Doesn't feel like I moved here to start Grey's Anatomy while Ian's at work.
Well, I'll be honest, it doesn't feel like something you start after a jog in a real productive day.
It's something you start when there's a pandemic that you don't know is going to happen.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
That's when COVID hit, I was like, shit, man. Like, everywhere is closed. We could go on walks, but that was all the parks were closed. We weren't going in stores or anything. Laura was pregnant. I was like, this is the time. I couldn't even go do stand-up. I could have written, whatever. But I was like, I'm going to watch Grey's Anatomy. And we watched, seriously, for like a couple, for a while there, like 4 or 5 a day. And I watched 300 and however many episodes there are in a year. All of them.
And are they, 40 minutes?
Yeah, they're, like 40, 44, like 43, 44 minutes, one of those. But
that's enough
are.
Time to get abs.
Dude, it is. Trust me. I mean, I was out. I was, because it freed up. All the time in the day,
but you're not absorbing all of it when you're doing this.
I would do. It's just something to have on. You don't need to absorb it. You can just look and be like, "All right, so Karev. All right, so Karev's doing this." You just pick up real quick.
Who's Karev?
Alex Karev. He's like the bad boy.
Yeah,
he's the one who.
He's the Tim Riggins of Seattle Grace Hospital.
Say no more.
He was the closest to swearing out of any of them. You know, he'd be like, "Yeah, so I'm screwing this chick." That guy, and you're like. All right.
Screwing is so much worse.
He said it. There's one time specifically when a girl comes in and he's like, they start making out and he's going through some emotional problems, but he's like, are we going to screw? And you're like, easy, easy, easy. But yeah, man, Grey's Anatomy.
You watched 16,236 minutes of Grey's Anatomy.
How much time does it take to measure a year?
270 hours.
Yeah. Dropped it all on Laura one day. All those stats. We were just sitting on the couch because she would chime in and she'd be like, oh, what? I haven't seen this. And then it'd be something she remembered. And she's like, oh, I guess I watched this in college. And I'm like, you fucking watched a lot more Grey's Anatomy than you let on to me. Like you, like I got in.
How are we supposed to get married?
Yeah. Yeah. So what other secrets do you, how many? 50? Wow. It's a lot. You know? Yeah.
It's a big number. Anyway.
Yeah, man. Grey's Anatomy. 78. Love Grey's Anatomy. Dr. I love Meredith it. Gray, I still love it. It's still going, man. Scott Speedman just entered the story. There's some new characters. Yeah, the Speedman's on there, dude.
That is like a thing that show has done for like 90s, like semi heartthrobs or people that had their moment of shine. Is like,
sure.
They do show up and they all of a sudden they are a board certified ENT on Grey's Anatomy for a couple of seasons.
The guy that played Jackson Avery, I didn't know him from Grey's Anatomy. I knew him from Cabin in the Woods. And then I'm going through the Grey's Anatomy catalog. Come to find out, he got his start to like pop culture fame on Grey's Anatomy as Dr. Jackson Avery. And, anyway,
his mom is a very famous physician as well.
A lot of Friday Night Lights crossover with Grey's Anatomy, by the way. Smash is in there. Like, there's a lot of people that are from Friday Night Lights that made their way into Grey's. I'm serious.
Well, we should do a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm sure there's a few.
That's pretty good.
You guys should.
Yeah.
No.
Friday Night Lights one. Anyway, Grey's Anatomy.
Lovely. Hell yeah. I like it.
Better than sex or watching movies, which is what I just tried to pick.
The very basic things.
I think I was fooled into thinking that it was the most basic thing because it sounds so basic. And in my innocent mind, I was thinking like, I know what it means. I'm not a dipshit, but I was just like, I want to Netflix and chill. And I really mean it. And maybe like a little make out because I'm a sneaky little devil that likes to kiss. But
you do.
Neither here nor there.
Isn't it Snoopy little devil, not sneaky little devil?
Well, sometimes I sneak him in. No, it's Snoopy. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, it's always Snoopy.
Time for your fourth and then your final picks, Shane Torres.
My fourth pick, I am taking jet skis.
Oh, yeah.
It is a... look, I'll be honest. I rode one for the first time this summer.
Oh, you're never going back,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, it is the dumbest way to feel fast and light at something, but... Man, is it exhilarating.
I haven't done it since I was 15. I fucking love it. I still think about it.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
You might as well go meet David in Bolivia, man. I'm sure that's what he's doing right now.
It is so fucking fun and so dumb. And there's not a lot that goes into it outside of like reverse and do this to go. Just turn your wrist forward to go fast.
Oh. Dude, I bet you look glorious. Your hair all fucking on that?
Oh, there's video of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and get us that and your album from when you were
like
a singer.
I would like my hands on both of those.
Yes.
Were you wearing Macho Man Randy Savage sunglasses?
Those blades?
I was not. I was stuffed into a life jacket. And I look like a busted tube of biscuits. Like I just.
Where were you? Did you say that already?
I was at Lake Powell. It was me and I went with Kanane and a bunch of other people. Oh, we got a houseboat. Oh my god!
Oh, that's that was that.
Did he tell you about this?
Yeah, a little here and there. Yeah,
yeah. We were taking forever. The houseboat just was not. They don't move fast. You know, like you just kind of find a place and dock them. They're just mobile. And we found this short, because basically Lake Powell is the Grand Canyon filled with water is the best way to put it. It's beautiful. But we docked on the shore, but it was in the middle of the night. So we couldn't see. And Kanade kept having to like pull the boat out and redo it. And then he ran it aground. Like he ran the boat aground. And I just heard him go, "Fuck this boat!" Really loud, and it was like echoing off the walls of the canyon.
Like ran it aground, like the Great Outdoors, like just
Like it was like on the shore. We had to shove it off.
This fucking
guy. That's so funny.
God, that's tight. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, as a guy who looks like an old sea captain, pretty fitting.
That's who you want. That's who you want on the fucking wheel. Yeah.
He was good at it.
Was he wearing a Greek fisherman's hat?
Yeah, I think he definitely was wearing it. I definitely saw Kanane in a captain's hat that weekend.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was just like, there was a water slide on the back of the boat. God, just dumb shit. Yeah. Yeah. You guys would, it's a good time. Lots of hiking, swimming, cliff jumping, that kind of stuff.
We should plan a little lake excursion.
That's all I want That'd my bachelor fun. Party One. To be is that, or like a, just, I don't want like anything else around. I just want the people I want to kick it with, and that's it. So
we could go to Lake Powell and get a houseboat.
Let's fucking do it.
Get a couple
of jet skis. Yeah.
Couple, like 7-8 jet skis.
We had that in a pontoon boat. It was a good time, man.
We could figure out how to play jet ski polo. We'll just make it up.
Is that like a Polish game of polo?
Yeah. Jet ski polo.
Jet ski polo.
Jet ski polo.
Jet ski polo. And your final pick, Sugar Shane?
Oh, God damn it. My final pick. I really didn't have like a good fifth one, but
I wouldn't say you've had a good one through four either. So what's up?
I was gonna pick the New York Times baking section.
Why not?
Yeah, it's like I know there's like this like poshness to the name of the New York Times before it's ahead of things, so you just expect everything in it to be good as like a lefty liberal. But that baking section sometimes is the just fine.
Well, it's hit or miss with who you got going. I'll tell you, Allison Roman doesn't miss, but she also might not be in the New York Times anymore. But like, some of the people are extremely basic.
Yeah, and I just think it's funny to read it, and somebody's just like, they're trying to describe their pumpkin bread as something special, and then it's just a recipe for pumpkin bread. There's nothing different about it at all, and I like that quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the contrast of that with the jet skis.
Dude, just kicking back on your jet ski, reading the New York Times.
Steering with your feet, just laid back. Like, are we on a lake? I didn't even notice.
Sipping a PSL, listening to Taking Back Sunday, wearing jeans that look like they have roots growing out of the bottom of them.
All right. That's been years. Okay.
Yeah. That's never going away.
Yeah. It went away.
It's like the Chernobyl of fashion.
I'm cool. What do you think that means?
It's never going away.
Chernobyl, I think people can live there again.
Yeah, so they say. I ain't moving there.
Yes. No,
Yeah. Sean, your final pick?
Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was on my list. I forgot about that.
Complete and utter captivation from Christmas lights. If I just see a twinkle, I'm just like, oh, and I'll go blocks out of my way, drive by them. Just for like one little bulb on a window. I love it.
I love them. Sue Carmel, St. Sue had the lights up on the crib.
Yeah, man.
Over Thanksgiving.
Already.
I'm going to bring Maxine over to see her this week. So that'll be, I'll get to see her.
Oh, she'll love that.
I know. We discussed it. What's that lane in Portland that you can walk?
Peacock Lane.
Peacock Lane. You can always tell when someone's new or like some turmoil's going on, maybe a divorce or something, because it's like all dope. And then there's one house where there's like a candy cane in the front yard, like a cardboard candy cane.
Yeah, you have to decorate. You do. Though, it's in the, on that street.
Is that like a thing?
Yeah, you have to. They say it's in the agreement.
Also, can you imagine being the prick who doesn't?
No, that's insane.
Yeah,
to think about.
I can.
You moved to Peacock Lane, bro.
I absolutely can. For me, it's like, you mean I spent $500,000 on this house, and you're going to tell me I have to put fucking lights on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I found out is
that would make me so mad.
They'll do it for you if you don't want to. They will. Like, that's not going to be amazing, but they'll come decorate for you if you don't want to. Like, they get it, they get it done. So
yeah. I would go crazy. My house would look like the Jewish Vatican if I lived on Peacock Lane.
It's the excuse to do anything you like, as over the top as you want to be. You could just you could have.
I do like that. That is, yeah.
I mean, you could just put the Star of David everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Your whole yard, every part of your house, like Clark Griswold. It'd be sick. Anyway.
I'd have a giant dreidel.
Christmas. Yeah, dude. It'd be sick.
They have to do that in the French Quarter in New Orleans. There's only so many things you're allowed to do to your.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what I mean? Like,
I like that in New Orleans. Yeah. On Peacock Lane in Portland, Oregon, I'm kind of.
They're doing the whole thing in Eastmoreland, too, where you can see it's like getting developed and you see all these rich people butting heads like, I paid $2 million for the house and I want the neighborhood to stay the same. And they're like, well, I paid $2 million and I want to change it. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Well, you're both doing just fine. So calm down.
Yeah, that's it.
Calm down.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Christmas lights. Love them.
There are so many picks left on the board that I wanted to take.
That's a lot. Really?
I had such a deep bench, dude. Such a deep bench.
We're basic.
We're basic.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take Trader Joe's.
Oh, damn. That's the sneakiest one. There you go.
Love a TJ's, dude. It's basic as fuck, but I love a cookie butter. I love their prepared meals. I love the pot stickers. I just love everything they got going on there. I love their wraps, their hummus wraps.
Yep.
I just love a Trader Joe's trip, dude.
You know what I love about Trader Joe's? No matter how crowded it is, they are dedicated to getting the line moving.
Like, shout out to everyone who works at Trader Joe's. Yeah. You guys are the fucking Navy SEALs of grocery stores.
They got like line coordinators at the one on 39th.
As long as I see the line is trying to be handled, it relieves so much stress.
Now, I have to tell you this, both of you, but Ian specifically, I forgot to tell you this the other day, and it has to do with a line of sorts. So we're getting off the plane, and you know how like every row is supposed to get off, and then the people behind you are supposed to go?
Yeah.
But there's always those people that stand up from the back and try to bum rush.
Yes.
So I always put my legs out.
I had that about 5 hours ago, and I let these people fucking have it.
Yeah.
Good.
I always put my legs out and just be tall. Like, I just fan out, and, like, I spill into the aisle enough to where you can't get by me. Unless you should be, if you're, like, elderly or, you have a reason. But if you're just
someone
some
on the connecting flight, I mean, that I understand.
But
yeah.
So, anyway, this dude is behind me, clearly just wanted to go. It didn't seem urgent, but he was looking at me, and I just had my arm out. And I got out, and I was going to go like step back and let the two women go that were in the, in the window, but he kind of pushed a little bit. So I just went and he was going to go and I go, "Hey, let them go." And then he just stepped back and looked down. I thought of you immediately. Cause I was like, "Oh, that was,
proud of you. That's
was
great. Cool.
Good for you." Yeah.
I was so pumped. Anyway,
little social justice
reminded
me.
Yeah.
That's society right there. I love that shit. Yep.
And he just looked down and, because he knew. He's like, these are two old women, like, that he wasn't going to let go. And he's like, all right, sorry.
I had to shove a guy a month ago or so.
On the plane?
On the plane. Some dude, like, same thing where I was, like, in the row in front of him.
Yeah.
And he, like, tried to do some weird...
some weird get around your shit?
Jiu-jitsu. Like, he put his bag, like... So my foot was out because I was kind of standing. And then he, like... put his bag in front of my foot, like this weird, just weird. It was like weird. And he was like, right, like all up on me, like kind of trying to shove past me kind of thing. And I just had to put my hand in his chest and like push him back. Cause I'm like, we're not doing this. What are you doing? And he's like, get your hands off me. That's assault. And I'm like, okay, buddy.
All right. Well, did you also make a fucking stink about wearing a mask on this plane? Like you, it's the same kind of attitude.
He was like a big computer programmer ass looking dude. And just like, wherever that might've gone, he did not have that gear in his box. You know what I mean? And it's just like, all right, man.
I love it, man.
I get that everybody wants to get off the fucking plane, but
also everybody wants to get off the plane.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I was fucking fried this morning when I got off that flight. But it's just like,
oh, dude, I'm
waiting my turn.
I'm done if it's a fucking 1 hour flight to San Francisco. I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't care how long
I fly first class everywhere and I'm done. I'm ready to get off that plane. It sucks.
Anyway,
being on a plane, it's just different degrees of sucks.
Just reminded me of that. I thought you'd appreciate it.
I do. You were right. You were right. Trader Joe's is my final pick. Marissa, do you have one?
Yeah, I had a hard time thinking about one, but for me, I think you'd be throwing up peace signs for photos.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, hell yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Man, you constantly come through with the dope ones. That's
every time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's really good.
Well, to recap, Shane, you went first. You took pumpkin spice latte, emo music, dressing the same way you've always dressed, jet skis, and the New York Times baking section. John, you went second. You took White Claws, the mall, Chipotle, Grey's Anatomy, and Christmas lights. I went last and I took rom-coms, Taylor Swift singles, Entourage, Disneyland, and Trader Joe's. Left a lot of shit on the board.
I didn't have a ton.
Of Blink 182.
Oh, yeah.
The music of Sublime.
Yeah.
College football.
Yeah. Oh, that's huge. Yeah.
Taco Bell.
God, you are basic. Yes.
Sampler platters.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Malcolm Gladwell. Target. Jaeger bombs. Uh-huh. Music festivals. Brunch. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Brunch,
you get it.
Yeah.
Brunch.
That kind of stuff you would get at Pier 1 Imports that has like quotes on it.
Yep.
Sue Carmel has that all over the crib. And like every, you know, like anytime I think about it in the abstract, I'm like, oh, that's kind of basic. And like, I'll find myself reading those things she hangs up and being like, yeah. And like actually drawing inspiration or comfort from
it. The dance like you're watching, no one's watching kind of stuff.
Stuff like that, yeah. But and like, or like live with intention and blah, blah, blah. She, yeah. And I was like reading it and I was like, oh man, yeah. It reset my thermometer in my head a little bit in a good way. You know, it's like, okay, maybe that is basic or whatever it is, but like,
but it's,
yeah, it actually works.
It's dope. Yeah. Man. Yeah.
It's fucking rad.
I love that shit. Hell yeah.
There's so many basic things out there. We want to hear what you would pick. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. We love you. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Gift Exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Which I signed up for, and I'm not sure I've gotten the email for yet. I'll have to go look.
You should check the Slack for it.
Okay, I'll check the Slack. Make sure I get that sent out. Shout out to AFE Shislackity. Shout out to AFE Subreddit.
Yep.
Thank you for rocking with us. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shislackity?
Yeah. Good job. Yeah, that was tight.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.